Kitty's House of Horrors by Carrie Vaughn. Narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Copyright 2010 by Carrie Vaughn, LLC. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Grand Central Publishing, a division of Hatchett Book Group, USA, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. To Daniel and Mike, Comrades in Arms. Chapter 1. I knew if I stayed in this business long enough, I'd get an offer like this sooner or later. It just didn't quite take the form I'd been expecting. The group of us sat in a conference room at K-Knob, the radio station where I based my syndicated talk show. Someone had tried to spruce up the place, mostly by cleaning old coffee cups and takeout wrappers off the table. Not much could be done with the worn gray carpeting, off-white walls filled with bulletin boards, thumbtack holes where people hadn't bothered with the bulletin boards, and both of those covered with photocopied concert notices and posters for CD releases. The tables were fake wood grain-colored plastic, refugees from the 1970s. We'd replaced the chalkboard with a dry erase board only a couple of years ago. That was K-Knob, on the cutting edge. I loved the room. But it didn't exactly scream high-powered style, which made it all the funnier to see a couple of Hollywood guys sitting at the table in their Armani suits and metrosexual savoir-faire. They seemed to be young hotshots on the way up, interchangeable. I had to remember that Joey Provost was the one with slicked-back light brown hair and the weak chin, and Ron Valenti was the one with dark brown hair who hadn't smiled yet. They worked for a production company called Superbite Entertainment, which specialized...